You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk on our go.
United States President Donald Trump's mega spending bill passed its final vote in the House of Representatives and is now set to become law. The bill, nicknamed the Big Beautiful Bill, focuses on spending and taxes. It has been highly controversial, mainly because it could add $3.3 trillion to federal deficits over the next decade and cut health insurance for millions. Overall, the bill significantly increases spending for tax cuts, defense, and border security, while cutting spending on Medicaid, green energy, and food benefits. Despite its controversy and universal opposition from the Democrats, the bill has been supported by the vast majority of Republicans. For International Desk, I spoke to Associate Professor of Political Science at Boise State University in Idaho, Charlie Hunt, about the bill and Republican support.
Sure. There are a few main areas that received most of the controversy and that generated a lot of pushback from Democrats, some Republicans, and interestingly from Elon Musk, of all people. One big area were the cuts to Medicaid, which is the U.S.'s system for getting health care to poor Americans. A lot of the really drastic cuts came in that program, and that got a lot of pushback, particularly from Democrats and from some Republicans in states and districts that have lots of Americans living in poverty. Another big area was in terms of the debt and deficit. By just about any measure, this bill would explode the debt in the U.S., which is already pretty significant, by anywhere from $3 to $5 trillion. This was a big source of pushback from Democrats, from some Republicans, and from Elon Musk, who, of course, was involved in the DOGE effort in the U.S. earlier this year. And another one of Musk's points that he was pushing was on the green energy tax credits that originated in the Biden administration and that were significantly rolled back in this legislation. And obviously, Democrats were very upset about that as well. So those are just a few of the key areas.
Why then has there been so much support for this bill from the majority of Republicans?
The big reason is that the vast majority of Republicans in Congress were elected in districts and in states that themselves voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in, you know, at least the last election and probably all three of the last presidential elections over the past decade or so. This hasn't always been the case. So it used to be back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that, you know, Democrats in Congress would regularly get elected in districts that actually supported Republican presidents like Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon. And likewise, there were plenty of Republicans who got elected in districts that supported Democrats for president like Lyndon Johnson or Bill Clinton. But that's less and less the case. That's been trending downward in recent years. Now, in this past election that we had in the U.S. in 2024, only 16 out of 435 congressional districts in the U.S. House of Representatives feature a member of Congress who was elected in a district won by the opposing party for president. And so what this means is that for the vast majority of members of Congress, including all these Republicans, their incentives are aligned with supporting Donald Trump. And more they are elected or reelected on that basis, that even if this bill was not popular nationwide, it's popular among supporters of President Trump, who are then going to use, you know, whether or not that member supported Trump as an excuse to vote for them or not vote for them.
What has the Democrats' strategy been to oppose this bill, and have they had any success?
They have focused a great deal on the Medicaid cuts. Polling indicates that is a big issue for voters, and that a lot of the Republican members of Congress who are going to be running for re-election next year in 2026, who are vulnerable, they're in districts maybe that Donald Trump won, but just won by a couple of points. They're going to face really tough challenges, and they are going to face ads and all kinds of pushback from Democrats on the Medicaid portion. I do think that's the biggest motivator. I think that a lot of Americans say they don't want America to go deeply into debt or to rack up debt that they owe to other countries. But I also think it's something that maybe Americans say they care about, but is not necessarily something that's going to motivate them to the polls. It's hard to tell how much success Democrats have had yet. I mean, the American public is pretty vastly opposed to this legislation. My question going forward is whether, you know, the election, the midterm election is well over a year from now. Is it possible that Democrats can keep this in the news, keep this at the focus of voters' attention by this time next year when voters are actually going to start paying attention to the election?
What is the timeline for the bill's implementation? And do you expect we'll see continued partisan division over it?
I certainly expect we'll see continued partisan division over it, and including as the bill is implemented. You know, presidents before Trump, including Joe Biden with his Inflation Reduction Act, you know, President Obama with the Affordable Care Act, the bigger the bill is, the longer it usually takes to get implemented. Not only do you have to, you know, get everybody on board and sign the legislation and all that, you need to organize the bureaucracy within the executive branch of the federal government to actually put these things into place. Now, in some cases, you know, with the tax cuts, that can be handled pretty immediately. That's something that's going to show up in, you know, next year's tax bills for when Americans go to pay their taxes. But a lot of these other ones are going to take some significant time to implement. And a lot of times, I mean, this was the case with Biden, for example, he put through these, you know, renewable energy tax credits and all kinds of programs to help spur along the renewables industry. But then he was out of office 2 years later, and now Donald Trump is rolling all of that stuff back, either legislatively or through executive orders. And so the speed with which the administration puts this stuff into place is going to matter. But a lot of these other portions, especially the less popular ones, like the Medicaid cuts, they are trying to delay until after the election if they possibly can, because they understand they're not popular. So some of these are going to take even longer to put into place.
Does this mean the ramifications of this bill will be felt for a long time, perhaps even well beyond Trump's presidency?
Oh, I think so. I mean, for sure, if you're talking about the Medicaid cuts, those are going to have really long-term impacts in terms of, you know, lifting people out of poverty or not. If we're talking about the cuts to green energy and renewable energy, you know, we're already seeing, we've just come through a week in the U.S. where we've had these really deadly floods in Texas that almost certainly have been exaggerated on account of climate change. And as climate is, it is not going away as an issue. And so the more you are sort of delaying this transition into a green energy economy on the political side, the more you are going to see these consequences down the road. The question is whether Democrats can really make the point significantly enough to have it matter electorally so that Republicans sort of feel the pain politically going forward.
That was Associate Professor at Boise State University, Charlie Hunt, on Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill that will radically overhaul federal spending in the United States.
International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.